We're in Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Ve'elu min ha'aloche she'omru ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gurion kish'olu levakroi. There's a whole episode over here. The reason why it's brought over here is in reference to the previous Mishnayos of the Gzeirois about Hergel Dover. Some of these Gzeirois are part of the Gzeirois that are going to be spoken about in this Mishnah. What happened over here was the Rav brings from the Gemara Barichus that there are steroids, seeming steroids in Sefer Yecheskel, and Chazal had a havamina to be goynis, to put away Sefer Yecheskel, because people would learn it and they wouldn't come to the right conclusions. There are steroids in the psukim, and Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gurion took upon himself to be miyash of all the shver psukim, and he closeted himself, that's called Aliyas, this Tana. And they were olu levakri, chazal levakri, to visit him, but it also means to have bikiris on his pirushim if they would agree to all the yeshuvim that he wrote as a pirush on Sefer Yecheskel. At that point, something unusual occurred. Normally, the Gemara tells us on their first pack in Yevamos and other places that the Talmidim of Shammai were greater in Cherifus, the Talmidim of Hillel were more. The halacha is like the rabbim, even where the ma'at has yosef chokma, and that's why the halacha b'chol makom is always like Beisil. At this point, when all the chacham were gathered together in this aliyah, there was nimnu v'romu b'shamay al Beisil, and because of that, b'shamay were able to push through certain gzeris that became now the majority opinion of the Sanhedrin Agodlu, and that became the daya of the Sanhedrin, that became halacha l'maisa. Ushmoina also dvarim gozru by bayoim. The Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin has a whole arichus, and the Gemara says al derech hagoda that this day there was a whole fight. There was almost violence between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And on that day, when Beis Shammai faced off against Beis Hillel, hayakoshel Yisrael ki yoim shenase ha'egel. The Pashto Pshan that the Mefarshim say is the egel is a day when Torah was broken apart. Shviras aluchos. The unity of the Chachomim was broken apart when there was strife between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Lemaisa, the Hashgacha ruled it such that on that day the halacha was like Beis Shammai, which is normally not the case. 18 gzeiris, the number 18 of course is not insignificant. A Yid stands in front of the Rebbeinu Shlomo with the number 18. 18 brachos and Shmoneh Esrei. There's some type of remez in that. So let's go quickly. The Mishnah does not delineate because most of them are negei tumah v'tayra. A few of them are the Mishnayos that we just learned, like we said, the Gzeiros of Erev Shabbos. Most of them are not negated to us, but we're going to go quickly through them because the Rav rechens them all out barichus. The details, if you learn the Mefarshim over here, they bring all the back and forths and the different Gemaras, but we're going to just say the basics of the 18 Gzeiros. Gzeri number one. Normally, Eichel and Mashke Mideraisa can become a Rishon, they can become a Sheni. A shlishi l'tumah is only in truma. A revi of tumah is only in kachin. Ha'ichel shu rishon l'tumah. Somebody eats an achila of a rishon. A person cannot become a sheni. An odom can only be mekabel tumah that's transmitted from an avatumah, from a sheret, or from somebody who's an avatumah. A person can only become a rishon l'tumah. If he eats mideraisa from a rishon l'tumah, he's not tumah. The halacha is over here that they made gufa sheni l'tumah, it's a din derabbanan, and then he passes up truma, because truma could become a shlishi. Or if he eats a sheni l'tumah, he becomes also a transmitter of truma, of tumah to truma. That's two gzeiras. That's number two. The third gzeira is similar, that a shoyse mashkim tmeim also becomes a sheni, which there's no such din derai, so that's three. The reason why they were goes away all of these is because somebody's going to have in his mouth machal tmeya together with truma, and the mashke in his mouth will transmit tumah to the truma. So they were goes it also on him that he could transmit the tumah to the truma. So those are the first three gzeiros. The fourth gzeiro is something interesting, that somebody who's nichnas roshe v'ruboy into mayim she'uvim becomes tomei. This is the makar, by the way. Many people have the minig of not taking a shower immediately after a mikveh. But it's originally a gzeira in Hilchos Taharos. A tohor that falls on him, Reish of Rubi of Shloisha Lugim Mayim, which is the Shir of Mayim Shuvim,
also becomes tame. Those, that's another two gzeiros. Reason being, because people would confuse then mikvois with mayim shuvim, so Chazal will goes on those two eifanim, that they actually create tuma, not only don't they take off the tuma. The sixth gzeiro is that svorim of kisvei kodesh have a sort of a din to like a sheni l'tuma, they can pass a truma ben maga. The seventh is yodayim, even though a person and his hands have one din, they will goizer yodayim, since yodayim touch things, so yodayim have their own dynamic as far as tuma v'tayra is concerned. They have a din of tuma, that's why you have to wash your hands for truma. The eighth gzeira is that if yodayim touch mashkin, the mashkin doesn't become a shlishi and then it doesn't have a kayak to pass love truma. The mashka that touches even hands that are a sheni l'tumah midirabonon become a tchila. They become a rishon l'shumen tumah. That's called b'lash chazal a tchila. The eighth gzeira. I'm sorry, we're up to the ninth. The ninth gzeira is that, like we said, kelim and odom can only be mekabel tumah as a rishon. They can only be mekabel from an avat tumah. If mashka tmeim touch them, they become tamei like a rishon. Reason being is because there are other types of mashka, which are the bodily fluids of a zov and a sheretz, which are mitama like an avat tuma. So therefore, they were geyser. They up the level of tuma in those mashkin. The tenth gzeira is that bnois kutiyim. The kutiyim are the sect that do keep or don't keep halacha. Bnois kutiyim are nidois me'ari sosam. Miyam shenolda, even though a woman can't become a tinoikis bas yoima, is not tamed to misne nida, they will gozer on them. The 11th gzeira is legabe oihol, certain types of kalim, mardas of a kli bokor, don't have enough of a perimeter, don't have enough of a diameter to transmit tumah as an oihel, where there's tumah, if somebody's in a field and there's tumah under the diameter of that melmid bokor, it shouldn't be able to transmit. Chazal will geyser that does transmit. More accurately said, it has enough of a diameter, doesn't have enough of a width. So we treat the diameter of a tefach as a width of a tefach and then transmit tumah with that. The 12th gzeira is that when a person presses wine, so there's a certain amount of liquid that comes out. That liquid is not lefi nichusoi, that should be machshir things to be mekabel tuma, because he doesn't want to lose that liquid. But lemaisa chazal will goes on it that it is machshir the fruits in to be mekabel tuma. The 13th gzeira is gedule truma. When truma is planted, then the gedulim that grow have a din to become tame right away be negir, and then they have a din that they metame. The 14th gzeira is already close to home. It's somebody who's Erev Shabbos, and he gets late home, or he's about to get home, and he's late. He could continue walking, and he could give over his wallet, because it's a hefsid, he could give it over to a goy. Originally, the din was that he'd be allowed to carry. He can't carry in Rishus HaRabim. He would have to carry Dalet Amos, less than Dalet Amos, and stop. You remember we said that when a person stops, he's stationary, so then he's making a hanochus. If he goes pachas, mi Dalet Amos, he's not over. Over here also we have the shaila. Why isn't there pachas mi Dalet Amos a chatzi she'os min ha-teru? So over here we have the famous principle that when you're walking Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim, that's not a din of Hoitzah Ba'alma Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim. The pshat is that four Amos have a din of going from place to place. This is a famous Baal HaMor later on in the Masechta, that Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim is also Mimokum L'mokum. So if he stops every three Amos, he's not going from place to place. It's not a half a Malacha, it's not going from place to place at all. So Mimela, that would be the original din. The secondary din is he shouldn't carry it himself, he gives it to a goy. The 15th and the 16th Zeris are the Ein Poland and Koran L'Oraneh that we just had in the Mishnah, that's why it's all mentioned over here. The 17th gzeira is that they were goyzer bichlal, piton, shamnon, yenon of goyim, in order to keep yidden and goyim away from each other. The ikr gzeira is mishum b'noiseyem, that they shouldn't intermarry, because then they're going to come to become rachman son of the avay dezara. The final, the 18th gzeira, is that a tinik goy is metame bezivo, in order that yiddish children and goyish children shouldn't play together. Gemara says achshash of Shaloyhe Rogalatzla Bimishkov Zocha. Those are the 18 gzeris over here in Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Hey, Beishamai Omri, Ein Shoren Diyoy V'Samamonu V'Kashinim. By the way, this is a Beishamai with a Beisil, but over here the Halach is not like Beishamai. We go back to the regular klal of Halach K'Beisil V'Chol Mokim. Beishamai holds of Shvisas Kelim. Fascinating Halach, Beishamai holds that if a person's chafetzim are doing malacha, that is a form of doing malacha. It doesn't have the same chomer as malacha deraisa, but a person is mitzvah on shvisas kelov. We hold, Beisil holds, that a person is only mitzvah on shvisas behemtoi. Ato vincho vitecho avdecho mamosko vehemtecho. A behemoth does a maisa on Shabbos, that maisa is considered somewhat like I have some type of maisa of doing malacha on Shabbos, but not by kelim. The case that Beishamai says over here, the first case at least, is putting things in a vat, shoren dyoi, dye, samonim is ink with dye. Kashim also makes some type of, they're vegetables that make some type of concoction that he would feed to animals. What the malacha is over here that's being done by his kelim, it has to be a malacha deraisa. Which malacha? See, look at Reb Kivegi, says over here that the dyoi could be lisha. That's not clear. It goes to the sugya of Lisha, whether that would be considered enough of a mixture to be considered kneading. The other possibility is that putting the dye with the ink into the water is dyeing itself. That's a possibility. What the kashinim is, l'chayru would have to be Lisha. It makes some type of thick, pasty glue that it would feed to the animals. L'maise is not allowed to put it in. El kadeshi is shoyru mibaydiyoyim. It has to be that the product was completed mibaydiyoyim. Otherwise, his kli, his object, is doing malacha for him. The only way out of that, the Gemara says, would be if, according to Beishamai, if he would be mafkir his kelim before Shabbos, then it's not his. You do that with a behemoth also. If you have your behemoth doing work, even l'didana would be also, you have to be mafkir the behemoth. Also, in the first bag of Avodah Zarah. U'beis Hillel matirin. Beis Hillel holds that it's not a problem, because we're muzer on shvisas behemtoi and not on shvisas kelim.